from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Eliza. Saw your Instagram post on Sunday. Way to keep that ice bucket challenge alive.
Good morning.
Hey, Derek.
All right. Some of the humor from Jason Sudeikis, Emmy winner, who for his role in Ted Lasso took home the big prize on Sunday night. One of the seven that his series did this year, and congratulations to him. But there's a reason why we play a little bit of Jason Sudeikis humor from the show Ted Lasso. It's not just because he's like the all-American good guy that's representing in the football pitches in England. It's because his mom is going to join us. It's travel night. Welcome aboard. And look, there she is, Valerie Delia. And Valerie, we're you and I are talking on Zoom as we do many weeks. But people can't see it. But I'm looking at cool stuff behind you. You've got to tell us where you are and describe the setting and what you're doing.
Kevin, all I can say is I am in my element right now. I am at the airport. I am at JFK Airport. I am in the old TWA terminal, which is now a hotel. And you'll remember that last week we spoke about the Skift Forum that is going on this week for the next 3 days. Well, I am here as press, and it is just absolutely phenomenal. I have spent a lot of time at this TWA terminal because I had worked for the TWA Travel Channel for many years, and we used to stand by. Those were some of the perks of being a journalist for the Travel Channel. You were able to fly anywhere. You could get on a plane for like $50, but you would have to gate hop. And so I know this building so well. I am just in awe of what they've done with this hotel.
Now, last week when we were talking about this, and we had a guest, and we were talking about the forum and how it's going to be held, but you guys kept referring to this terminal, and I kept thinking to myself, how in the world did they turn an airport terminal into a hotel? Who would stay there? I guess people that are flying in would stay there. But as what I'm seeing through your Zoom camera, this is a really cool room. Describe how they've kind of remade the place to accommodate hospitality now instead of just getting you connected.
Well, they added on the rooms. So the terminal itself still exists. And that in itself is just absolutely glorious. And the hotel that I'm in, I'm on the seventh floor. And I am right now looking at the tarmac. It's JetBlue's territory now. And there are JetBlue planes. I can look at a Singapore airline plane that is just parked right there, and Virgin Atlantic jumbo jet just came in. I'm seeing planes take off and land, and a little bit earlier I went upstairs to the rooftop. Kevin, there is a rooftop pool that overlooks the tarmac. It's incredible. But for me, what it's all about, and anybody who knows me knows that my family is big collectors of archival and beautiful memorabilia from airlines. I just have so much of this stuff that's been handed down to me over four generations. And what I see, the collection that TWA has, I'm just delighted and really choked up over it when I see. I feel like I'm growing up again, honestly, when I'm seeing some of the memorabilia that they show here. It's just glorious what they have saved. It's like a museum to TWA.
So if I see you putting some of the posters that are on the wall behind you into your suitcase or your hanging bag, I won't say anything about that. They might end up in the Delia collection. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding, folks. You would never.
No, you
do
don't
that.
Think I've already thought of that. I mean, but, I've got a lot of pencils.
Well, and describe them. So these things behind you on your wall, those are actual TWA ads from probably what 20, 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah, it could be more. Yeah, Africa Fly TWA, Switzerland Fly TWA, California Fly TWA. Yeah, just beautiful memorabilia. It's really worth it to come here. This is like a museum. You don't even have to stay here. But this is my first night ever staying here, so I'm very, very pleased to be here. But in general, if you want to kill some time, if you're here at Terminal 5 at JFK, please just walk through the terminal of the old TWA, and to see how it's been turned into such a beautiful hotel.
Well, I've got several pilots in the family, and so the next time they visit, we're probably going to have to make a trip to JFK just to make sure they get to take it all in, because this is a one of a kind thing. And as far as I know, I've never heard of anything like it in any other airport. Maybe there is somewhere. But this is really quite something. So let's talk about the SCIFT conference for a second. What are they talking about, and okay, how's it going to impact the travel business and the everyday person?
Well, the good news is that this is the first in-person event in 2 years for SCIFT. And I've been a fan of SCIFT for a long time, a travel intelligence firm. And the fact that they're back, and partially they have people on Zoom that we're watching on big screens, but we're also seeing guests. And the one that I just sat in on was in person. And I'm just looking, an Eastern airline, Eastern jet is pulling.
We're going to lose Valerie periodically tonight because when a plane drives by her window, she's literally going to be like, oh, there's what is that? That's Beijing Air. Okay, they just landed.
That's right. So excuse me for that. But so it's good news, Kevin, that we have a major travel conference that is back. So it's partially by Zoom, partially in person. And I just listened to Brian Chesky, who is the co-founder and the CEO of Airbnb, speak. And he spoke in person on the stage with Rafat Ali, who is the person who is the principal and created SCIFT. And this,
and
here are
takeaway?
Some of the takeaways,
what's
Kevin.
What's Airbnbs? Yeah.
Yeah, the takeaways. Okay, let me go to the bottom. These notes are just hot off the press. Airbnb lost 80% of its business during the pandemic. And so they are now, on a trajectory to bring themselves back. And some of the changes that they noticed, travel as we know it, never coming back. It's a whole new game. Because with Zoom, as you can see right now, point in fact, suddenly we can be anywhere with Zoom. And Airbnb is seeing 1/5 of its business 30 nights or longer, not just these weekend getaways that that made their name for them.
Right.
And I love this one because I'm all about this, especially with my Italy trips. They say there's going to be a big emphasis on family reunions. And that's what I'm all about when it comes to bringing people to my small Italian village. When we can get people back, it'll be next summer. So it was really good to hear that. And he said the entire identity of travel has changed. But he does say that people go to work weeks at a time. So maybe for 3 weeks they'll go to work and then they'll go away for the same number of weeks at a time. But they'll be working remotely. And he does say that the Airbnb international bookings are going up, seeing U.S., U.K., France, U.S. Domestic travel also should be going up. Long-distance travel replaced by short-distance travel. But mass tourism, places like Times Square, they will come back, but it's going to take some time to come back.
Well, and we're going to have a chance to delve deeper with this because we have a very special guest coming up. I played you the Jason Sudeikis clip at the top of the show. His mom, Kathy Sudeikis, is a big travel expert, and she joins us next here on Travel Night at Radio Night Live. And before we're done, Delia's Deals with some new getaway options for you coming up as well. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live on a Tuesday.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe, what, 5 years? Truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total numbers of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. About a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We asked and you responded. Just a few weeks ago, one of America's leading nonprofit law firms, First Liberty Institute, asked patriots like you to sign their letter to help stop President Biden's radical scheme to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. Since then, a quarter of a million people have signed on, with tens of thousands joining their coalition every day. Franklin Graham, former U.S. Attorney General Ed Meese, Dr. James Dobson, the Family Policy Alliance, the Heritage Foundation, they're all on board. But we only have until September 29th to include your name before this goes to the Biden Commission. Look, if we don't stop the radical left from installing 4 more justices so they can rig the system in their favor, it will end the rule of law as we know it in America. Please sign your name now. Go to Supreme Coup. That's COUP.com to sign First Liberty's letter. The SupremeCoup.com. God bless America. That's SupremeCoup.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ben Shapiro explains why it's no time to panic.
The situation that you are seeing right now is that the virus is just more transmissible. That's all. Should you be should this scare the hell out of you? Listen. You should be more scared than you were earlier before Delta if you're unvaccinated, because you're more likely to catch it now. But what you're seeing from the media is outsized panic that is unjustifiable because they are attempting to push national mask mandates and renewed lockdowns.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, I don't know about you, friend, but if I was watching on Sunday night as my son completed the 7-for-7 sweep at the Emmys with his new show, I'd probably be a pretty proud papa. My chest would be thumping out there and I'd be saying, hey, look at my boy. Look at what he did. I've never asked a parent who's had that happen to them. But Val, I think we can ask our next guest, because that's exactly what happened to her son this last Sunday. His show went 7-for-7 in their Emmy nominations and I think took the most honors of any TV show home that night. Kathy Sudeikis joins us now, the mother of Jason Sudeikis, all around nice guy in the American entertainment complex. Kathy, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm still on cloud nine.
Hi, Kathy. It's great to hear your voice. And boy, when it comes to timing, I just can't believe we're having you on right after the most incredible weekend that I'm sure your family had with your son's birthday and your son's Emmy. So tell us about that.
Oh, boy. It's September 18th is always a special day. And actually, the city of Overland Park, Kansas, where we live, was is going to celebrate Jason Sudeikis Day. And one of the dates being considered was yesterday, which would have been crazy, but now it's October 20th. But we have just watched the whole season of awards and Time 100, Most Influential, and just thrilled for him, excited that everyone in the cast is getting their due, and the crew and the writers, especially, and the directors. It's such a wonderful family. And then when Jason started his acceptance speech by saying family is something that you make, and you need those things to succeed, you need that strength and unity, it was just heartwarming. I did the ugly cry, I have to say.
Oh, what does that mean, the ugly cry? I'm sure it was beautiful, Kathy.
It was on my feet. It was my siblings all on a Zoom call from Chicago, and texting back and forth with the kids. I tried them at 5 o'clock the next morning because I was up to get on a plane, hoping they'd maybe still be awake, but nobody answered.
Well, Kathy, I think one of the things that makes specifically the Ted Lasso product so endearing is that Jason's character, at least as an average American man myself, I find myself very much identifying with, and all of the emotions and all of the, the struggles and the stuff that he deals with, and kind of the very self-deprecating, always kind of, charming kind of way of dealing with the conflict that is being presented. I want to know how much of Ted Lasso is Jason and how much of Jason is Ted Lasso, or is he playing someone you don't recognize at all?
No, I certainly recognize. And thank you for saying all those lovely things. I see storylines that are familiar to what's happening in life. Val, you will appreciate that the storyline of the girl friendships, the female friendships, from Sassy, who flew in to be with Rebecca on her first anniversary without Rupert, and just was there for her, and then of course the Rebecca and Juno Temple partnership is so very special.
Keeley,
and
right,
Keeley, yeah, and he. He has shared with me that was based on what he remembers growing up of me with my travel friends. We were all so frighteningly mobile that if someone was going through something and it was momentous like that, even people we didn't see on a day-to-day basis, we would be there for each other. And that's been heartwarming. So as well.
So there's some real life stuff that he's woven into this project. He's really put some real life stuff in there.
He has. I love the episode that was so kooky that just appeared last week, because it was all of a, they are all such aficionados of film and TV and musical theater and things that they put, Stanley Kubrick, Clockwork Orange and Peaky Blinders and Charles Dickens, yeah. All as part of that kind of fantasy episode that happened with Coach Beard last night. But I have to say that this, I'm not going to give a spoiler, but the latest crisis that Ted Lasso is going through has no basis in fact. And I'm actually dying to ask him where it came from, because it's pretty sad and serious. And you're right, makes you cry. I panic when he has the panic attacks.
I bet you do.
For him.
As something that was pitched as a comedy, it is surprisingly dramatic. It is surprisingly heartwarming. And I the word that I keep coming back with, and my bride agrees with me, is charming. It's there's just a real sweetness to it that you don't see in modern day television. And so it wasn't a surprise to me that they won 7 Emmys this year, because it's just so well done. But we're talking with Kathy Sudeikis, who is the mother of Jason Sudeikis, who is the star and writer, creator, originator of Ted Lasso, which you have to have Apple TV to get. A lot of people are trying to find, where do I get this show? Well, it's not on regular television. You got to get Apple TV to do it. But it is well worth, I believe it's well worth the investment, because it's such a sweet show. Kathy, the reason we're having you on,
a tip.
Go ahead.
I will give you one tip. If you Google Ted Lasso, it's a whole lot easier to get to it with 3 or 4 clicks.
Fair enough. That we'll take that tip and pass it on. Google Ted Lasso, and 3 or 4 clicks away you are. Kathy,
we talk about trials and all that kind of stuff.
That's cool. Well, we talk about travel, and we don't want to talk about your son the whole night, because we invited you to be our guest and not him, and we're very glad to do that. And given what Val has done for 4 generations in her family, I know that there's some wisdom to be gained here. And I guess before we go to our next break, just a real simple opening question is, what made you get interested in the travel business, however many years ago that occurred?
Oh, gosh, what a nice question. My dad was a traveler and exposed all of us to travel. I'm the eldest of 7, so my brother George and I were the first to really get the experience of going on trips with him. And, it was an appetite that he hit on very early. And then I was blessed to send my junior year abroad in Rome. So Val and I have this relationship through all of these generations and these discussions about how valuable travel is as a passport to peace and for our children.
And Kathy, I'm curious, how much did you travel with your children, with Jason in particular?
Oh, they got to go on a handful of trips. I was the master of getting off the plane when there are 7 of us or 5 of us on the plane for Christmas or Thanksgiving. And at one point, an airline offered 1 ticket per person, then 2 tickets per person, then 3 tickets per person. So I decided to get off in Chicago and go back to my mother's house one Christmas. And we used it to go to Nassau for a spring break, for on a cruise, to St. Thomas another time, and we just milked it completely.
Well, that is just fantastic. Does Jason still have an interest in traveling, or is he a little bit too busy?
Oh, no, he absolutely travels. The first time I took him, he was probably 13 or something, and we did Neuschwanstein and the Bavaria area, and we were going up the Rhine, but on the French side, and running out of gas. And I said to my dad, there's got to be a bridge between here and the only place where there was a bridge way ahead where we wouldn't have had enough gas. He said, not really, Kathy. Remember, we took care of those bridges in World War II. And I had a good laugh. And now, of course, they're filming in London.
That's what I was about to say. He's filming his show overseas, so of course he's had to travel some for that. We're speaking with Kathy Sudeikis. Very special honor to have her with us tonight, especially on the aftermath of her son winning the Emmy. Coming right back, Radio Night Live, Valerie Delia, Kevin McCullough. Stay here. Want to take a stab at investing but don't know where to go? Check out B4IPO, 424-355-8135. They're a network that can connect you with funds that have pre-IPO opportunities. The nature of this high-tech industry has completely changed. The pre-IPOs introduced by B4IPO members involve companies that are permanently changing the way of the world. For more information, give them a call at 424-355-8135. This network allows potential clients to learn as much as possible about the companies they are looking to invest in and have access to the B4IPO team and their views of those private companies. B4IPO will introduce you to private companies in both the early and late stages of development. Get ahead of the game with B4IPO. For more information, give them a call at 424-355-8135. That number again is 424-355-8135. Or email them at info@be4ipo.net.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
72 degrees, partly cloudy skies on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Tuesday morning, President Biden was at the UN General Assembly, and he asked the UN General Assembly, quote, "Will we respond collectively to global challenges or not?" He said the world must start preparing for the next pandemic, calling it, quote, global health security. He warned about the growing threat of global climate change and extreme weather events. The president also cited threats of democracy around the world, fueled by a, quote, pursuit of naked political power. The Long Island, New York town where Gabby Petito grew up is showing support for the 22-year-old. Let's get more from Lisa G.
After learning of Petito's death, local residents in Blue Point in Suffolk County have lined the streets near her home with hundreds of teal ribbons. Petito's family has said that they'll issue a statement once Gabby's remains return home. Meantime, authorities in Florida have been searching for Brian Laundry, Gabby's fiancé, and a person of interest in her disappearance. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
The West Milford, New Jersey school district is dealing with dozens of COVID-19 cases, the majority of which are in high school. Ashley is a sophomore who competes on the cross-country team, and she feels school administrators could be doing a lot more.
I think they could enforce rules a little bit more, like make more strict rules with the masks because a lot of people are wearing them under their nose. Maybe, like, make the desks in the classroom a bit more socially distant.
Officials say many of the cases appear to be linked to a football game played on September 10th. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River this evening, 15 to 20 minutes back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, Citybound side, about a 5 to 10-minute wait. Lincoln Tunnel and GW Bridge, both in good shape. Taking a look at the forecast, cloudy skies tonight, overnight low dropping to 71. Cloudy skies, breezy tomorrow, chance of a shower, high of 75. Lots of clouds for Thursday with rain arriving late in the day. Could be heavy at times late Thursday night into Friday morning. A nice weekend on the way. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you very much. Heck of a year. I would say that, this show is about family. This show is about mentors and teachers. This show is about teammates. And I wouldn't be here without those three, things in my life. First off, I want to thank my folks, Dan and Kathy. I want to thank my sisters, Kristen and Lindsay. I want to thank my sisters that have been chosen through outside of biology, like Rachel. I want to thank my children, Otis and Daisy. Mentors and teachers, I want to thank, people like Mick Napier, folks at Second City, I.O., The Annoyance. I want to thank folks at SNL. I want to thank Lauren, who went to go take a dump now. Perfect. He's going to get home. He's going to watch it. He loves watching the Emmys at home.
Just some of the off-guard humor that Jason Sudeikis is able to do, and some real talent. But he started, as Kathy said in that last segment, with thanking his mom and dad, naming them by name. Aww. And Val, I think we see just a little bit of the insight there as to what has made him such a special gift to the American Now television universe. But let's talk travel with Kathy Sudeikis, because that's why she's here.
Yeah,
and
Kathy,
I'm curious.
Kathy Sudeikis, you and I go back such a long way, and I want to hear more about what you're doing today. Get me up to date. I knew in your day, you in your days as the American Society of Travel Agents president, and as you noted, it's now the American Society of Travel Advisors. However, you've moved on, haven't you? You are now with AscendusVacations.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a really aggressive and call, what would be called a mega regional office. We have been very aggressive in adding people to the fold. And what we basically do is, in understanding the business as we do, the leisure side of the travel business, we have gone out to agents in the city and said, look, if you want to give up your brick and mortar location on High Street and you want to just do what you love and do best, which is continuing to sell travel to clients who know you and love you and count on you for counsel and for travel advice, you can join us and choose a commission level of payment based on the volume business you generate, and you can stay home in your home office and use your computers that will connect you to the mainframe, or come into our office and do a different amount of commission. Wildly received as the whole travel industry changed its face, certainly again the leisure vacation agents. And we have merged more than 28 agencies in Kansas City and in other cities, St. Louis, for example, and Minnesota, to join our family as Ascendus. And the problem is, of course, that the corporate travel business is highly successful. We're on site in a lot of places. But the hard part, again, is from the leisure side, since March 13th of 2020, we have all gone home with our home computers, laptops, and booked and rebooked and canceled and bought with insurance companies and lawyers and vendors, trying to get our clients rescheduled for new trips. Now we're on the third time for many because of COVID and because of the precautions that are in place from so many places. We're finally seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. We have lots and lots of pent-up travel and books on, you know, plans on the books. But as you know, and what people in the rest of the world need to understand, is that travel agents paid for vacation travel 30 days after the person's taken the trip. So nobody's taking trips. Just here and there. So the real dilemma for the travel industry this time around versus September 11th and also, you know, just the economy in general, is that this was a dried up cash flow situation where no money's in the till right to pay people and to pay rent and all of those kind of things. So we continue with that challenge. And but are still dealing with our clients and booking trips. And now York's going to reopen. Gosh, I couldn't even go visit the kids in London while they were shooting them there for 6 months.
You
and
couldn't.
One of our other children
that had to be rough.
In Ireland.
Ladies, hold these thoughts. We're coming right back because we still have one more segment with Kathy Sudeikis. Don't go anywhere. It's Radio Night Live.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later...
Extortion 17 requesting permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Tagi Valley.
I saw flash. You seen flash? Anybody out there? We have a fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history, now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager can't believe where we are as a country.
Do you realize where we are today, where kids are basically taught that the flag represents racism, the flag represents oppression? They have nothing to believe in except wokeness. All of which is just made-up stuff.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AF 970. The Answer.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're back. Our final few minutes with Kathy Sudeikis, who is telling us all about how travel has changed since 9/11 on Travel Night. I'm sorry, since the pandemic here on Travel Night on Radio Night Live. Valerie Dealey, of course. And coming up next segment, we will do Delia's Deals. She's got a whole stack of them for you this week if you're looking to get away. But Kathy, once again, congratulations to Jason and for being with us. And Valerie, I see you motioning there. Do we have her? Do we have Valerie? Is she connected?
I'm here.
Kathy's with us. I think Valerie's computer may have conked out on us. Well, Kathy, let me ask you this. You were talking before the break about how the travel industry really changed, and kind of post-pandemic now, you're looking at a different layout. Is there a specific advantage to the consumer in how all of that realigned itself?
Well, I think there may not be the deals everyone's looking for, but there certainly are opportunities that you'll be able to spot, but just not in the most traditional places. You'll need to go to one of Vail's tippy places in the countryside of Italy rather than finding deals in Rome and Florence and Venice. But Yeah, I think that you're going to need a travel agent as well, because you don't want to do this stuff alone. You want to have somebody who's in the know, checking and reading between the lines when the cruise lines have new requirements and destinations flying between countries. I have honeymooners trying to go around the world, and to go from country to country is a nightmare.
Well, and given the fact that the classifications for countries continue to change, like when we got the vaccine, it looked like certain things were going to open up and maybe open up for good, only to see Europe just a few weeks later say, well, you know, maybe not. And the U.S. got added to that list. How has the ever-changing face of travel impacted what we're talking about here?
Well, that's the kind of problems and dilemmas we've been dealing with, helping people when they plan, which is usually 2 and 3 months before, right down till the day before they leave, checking and double-checking that the requirements haven't changed. So that's, again, another reason why you need an unbiased third party in there who's got your best interest at heart and wanting to figure out how to get there. Now, today the president announced that people can come from the EU and the UK beginning in November as long as they're vaccinated. So that should open the reciprocal response from the foreign, especially the European nations, because sometimes they just do it out of spite and get mad at us because we won't let them in, they won't let us in. So hopefully that may clear the air some and continue to get the Europe business on track and the river cruise business back on track. Those are bucket item lists, and people are still anxious to do those and share them with their families and share holidays away with their friends being apart so long.
Hey, you know, Kathy, I just wanted to bring something up about the location where I am tonight, which is bodes well for the travel industry. The Skift Forum is taking place at JFK at the TWA Hotel. And Brian Chesky from Airbnb was speaking tonight, and he was saying people are traveling. They're not looking for a specific destination. They're just looking to travel. Are you finding that?
I absolutely will validate that completely. People are so anxious to go and will upgrade their stay and will add a grandchild or two or a immediate family, friends. They just want to get away. And I think that's why you find these numbers at airports rising so completely, people going through screening. And we expect this holiday to be the biggest yet. Hopefully everything continues the way it is.
Have you been out here, Kathy? Have you been, obviously you've been to JFK, you know, dozens of times, but have you been to see the new JFK, the TWA Hotel?
No, this is TWA Country here in Kansas City. And of course, I flew in and out of the JFK terminal for years, but I've been fascinated by the fact that they've turned it into a hotel and love seeing the photographs that everybody had and how clever of the Gift Network to do that and expose so many travel agents to it. They are a really light, much of a light in shining armor, producing travel agents that really get it, that care about their customers and are learning more about the world, even though they're not physically visiting the way we would in the past.
Well, I'm going to be posting myself tons of photos of the TWA Hotel, because as I told Kevin early on, I'm in my element here. And it's this is just a phenomenal summit that they're having for the next couple of days. So it's good to see that we're talking about travel and we've got some of the heavy hitters, you know, with us here at this conference.
Well, I'm impressed the TWA Hotel has its own Instagram page. In fact, they've got 42,000 followers on it, and that's pretty incredible. So people should check that out as well if they're in the social media realm. The TWA Hotel, that's the handle. You can go follow it, and some really great pictures.
I don't know if they're the benchmark. TWA.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you said it. And Kathy, they have a, it's a museum here. There is so much memorabilia that it you would love it. I just know that you would, you know, going back, you know, as long as I have here in the travel industry. And, you know, as you knew, my mom was a travel agent and, you know, all my life, you know, she was a working woman. And I honor her for that. And for what she handed down to me. So I'm just really kind of choked up when I'm here at this hotel, and it's phenomenal. And just I'm watching the JetBlue planes come in and land and take off. I mean, I have a three paneled windowed of a room right over the tarmac, so pretty phenomenal.
Wow, that's true.
Well, and please tell me they don't take off in your direction, Val. We don't want those planes scaring you at bedtime tonight. Hey, Kathy, the muted trumpet behind us means we're running out of time. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience about travel or the future, real quick?
I just want to say thank you to all of the people in the travel industry. I was lucky enough to be there while I had three children growing and loved traveling so much I couldn't walk away from it. But they, you all listened to me talk about my three kids, and I guess now it's that many years later, it's paid off that they were legit and fun
looks
to
like
be
it.
With.
Kathy Sudeikis, thank you for everything. Thanks for being here. Coming right back, Valerie's Delia's Deals when we continue. Stay here.
Pain Factor, pain relief that's real, pain relief that works, pain relief that rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, and I am pain-free and have been now for more than 2.5 years. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. Go to relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
We love our cellular shades from Blinds.com. They're beautiful and make our entire house feel more like home.
Thousands of customers update their home every month with Blinds.com. Whether you just moved to a new place or just want to give your home a little love this fall, go to Blinds.com for brand new window treatments and make your house feel more like home. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable to upgrade your whole house with the latest styles, premium materials, and even motorization with no hidden fees or misleading quotes. Not sure where to start? Get advice from a Blinds.com professional design consultant for free. Whether you want to do it yourself or have them handle the measuring and installation for you, Blinds.com has you covered with free shipping and a 100% guaranteed perfect fit. Go to Blinds.com now to shop and save up to 35% off site-wide. That's Blinds.com for up to 35% off. Blinds.com. Pay over time with PayPal credit at Blinds.com. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Visit Blinds.com/PayPal for details. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Are you stuck in the timeshare trap? We are the solution. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you. We have an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, give us a call at 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Very fun night. Thank you for being with us. And by the way, hour number two coming up, we will talk relationships. Eileen Fisher is going to join us, and we will have a full hour. We'll even take your calls, 877-970-2999. But Val, before we're done, this is the most favorite part of the travel night. People look forward to hearing what deals you have secured. What's on tap tonight?
All right. This is pretty cool, Kevin. But I do not see this airline here at JFK. It's called the French bee, like buzzing bee. And it is an airline that is offering a nonstop route from New York City to Paris that goes from Newark, though, to Paris Orly. And it's $155 one way. Almost sounds too good to be true. But I want, yeah, so check into that. It's called the French bee airline. And then as we move forward, Go City passes are passes that give customers access to a wide range of attractions and tours. And for example, Go City New York City has a five-choice Explorer Pass, and it can save sightseers around almost 50% compared to buying individual tickets for five separate attractions. So check that one out. This is all on my website under Delia's Deals. And the Atlantis, everyone loves Atlantis in the Bahamas. They have Mondays and Tuesdays are offered for free when you book four nights that include a Monday or Tuesday. And you can book this through September 30th, and it's good for stays through October 31st. So that's a good way to fall into free at Atlantis. And I have one last one for you, which I didn't get to last week. And this is the Melia Hotel International's Adults Only Wellness Inclusive Dominican Republic property. It's inviting guests to a series of monthly wellness retreats for fall and winter of 2021, and it comes with a lot of added extras. And as one example, for the deluxe room, $87 per person per night in double occupancy, and single occupancy is $139 per person per night. Wow. So the details are all on my website, and you get extra activities with that, like CrossFit, 5K resort races, aerial dancing, etc., Pilates. So check that one out. That's Melia Hotels.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Well, as always, fun night, Val. It's been great having you back, and enjoy the rest of the SCIFT conference. And I know that you'll have much more to tell us about when you've completed the next few days. But try to get some sleep. Don't sit up. Don't do what my 11-year-old dude would just sit at the window watching the planes all night long. Don't do that. Get some good rest tonight.
Thanks, Kevin. Good advice. I got to somehow bring these shades down. All right.
That's it. You need some sleep-proof windows. All right. We'll talk to Val next week right here, Radio Night Live Travel Night. Coming up next, hour number two, it's relationships. Hang on.